Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live on this Monday night from Washington, D.C., actually from the headquarters of American Free Press on Capitol Hill. I would like to be at my comfortable little home studio, so to speak, but I have a few things I have to do that kept me behind at work here, and so here I am. Momentous day here on American soil. Adolf Hitler is here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God, the great Satan, the new Hitler. What are we going to do about it? The president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, went to Columbia University today, and that's all over the Internet. I saw one brief little headline. He denied the Holocaust and questioned 911. Good Lord. Maybe he should have a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth, and so can, obviously, President Ahmadinejad. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting him just about a year ago when he was in New York City, and as I said at the time, and I'll say it here again, I felt that I was in the presence of a very old being, someone who'd been around for a long, long time. Not the way he looked or the way he acted, but I sensed that I was in the presence of someone with an incredible amount of wisdom. Now, there are a lot of people out there who probably don't like me saying that, but guess what? I don't care, because I'm telling it as I see it. There are a lot of people who are tearing their hair out about Ahmadinejad, and there's a lot of politicians who are tripping over themselves to prove themselves as the biggest fighters of terrorism on the face of the planet. And, of course, we can expect this because, in many ways, Ahmadinejad is an easy target in some ways, because he is an outspoken man who really obviously doesn't care what the mass media has to say about him, and he obviously recognizes that the mass media has an agenda that is not in America's interests, and certainly not in his interests or the interests of the people of Iran, or for that matter, anyone who stands up against what is called the New World Order. And you know what, folks, that New World Order that we hear so much about, I'm here to tell you, it is much bigger than many people want to say. And that's part of the problem, what we're dealing with here. You know, we've had so many good patriots fighting the New World Order for so long and proclaiming themselves to be against it. But, you know, with the election of George W. Bush in the year 2000, and I use that term election very loosely because we know for all intents and purposes that he was not elected per se. We have a pretty good idea that he stole the election in the year 2004 as well, but needless to say, with his ascension to the presidency in the year 2000 and then the subsequent events of 9/11, our whole political system, our whole political thought process, our perspectives have been turned around, turned inside out. They've really been confused. So a lot of good patriots still, inexplicably, think that George W. Bush is on our side. And I continue to be amazed at the numbers of good people, good patriots, people who oppose the New World Order, who don't understand that George Bush is the New World Order. Okay, well, the callers are lining up awful fast, but I'm not going to be able to get around to them for about another half hour, but I will get around to them. And some very interesting things to share with you, I think. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. I just have this big assembly of little clippings which say a lot of big things about a lot of big things. And, of course, as you know, one of the big things I talk about on this program is the power of the Jewish lobby in America, and people complain about that. I say I talk about it too much, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I've made a pledge to myself that if I can open up just one newspaper here in Washington, the Washington Times, on any one day, and if I find that the Washington Times does not have some story or commentary about the Holocaust or about how wonderful Israel is or how awful Islam is or how terrible the Arabs and the Muslims are, if I can open up the paper just one day and they don't have something along those lines, then I will go for a whole week. I will go for a whole week on this program without mentioning the word Israel once, or without mentioning the Jewish lobby, or without mentioning Iran, or even Iraq. Now, that's a pretty big pledge, folks. Because I'll tell you what, the problem is, as I mentioned on this program the other night, that the reason why I have to talk about those subjects is because the big media in America is always presenting those subjects, but presenting lies and disinformation and misinformation. But then again, you know, you can find the truth if you dig deeply enough. And guess what? The CIA is not always as bad as we sometimes tend to think it is. And we know the CIA can be pretty bad, like all government agencies. That's something that almost reigns universally true, that the government, for some reason, just tends to be bad by its very nature. I've always been a bit of a libertarian in some respects, so that's kind of my thinking. I don't want to classify myself as a libertarian, big L or small L, but it's just kind of an instinct that I have, having observed government as it is. But you know what? Back in January of 2003, the CIA, people involved in the CIA, put out a report that was actually published by the Policy Planning Bureau of the State Department, talking about what would happen in Iraq. A guy by the name of Paul Pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R. He retired after 28 years in the CIA. He was a top Middle East analyst. He knew what was going to happen if the United States went into Iraq. And you know, what he said echoed precisely what American Free Press was reporting and what a lot of other independent voices were reporting. This is a top analyst for the CIA. He said that among the principal challenges in a post-Saddam Iraq would be this. He said, the building of an Iraqi democracy would be a long, difficult, and probably turbulent process with potential for backsliding into Iraq's tradition of authoritarianism. He then warned that a post-Saddam authority would face a deeply divided society with a significant chance that domestic groups would engage in violent conflict. There was a second estimate he was responsible for, called Regional Consequences of Regime Change in Iraq. He said a U.S.-led war against and occupation of Iraq would boost political Islam and increase popular sympathy for some terrorist objectives, at least in the short term. He later went on to say that there would be tenuous stability in Iraq, and it could slide into a civil war. Well, guess what? President Bush and all the other people who were familiar with those warnings from the top expert at the CIA, they ignored those warnings. So anytime you hear someone say that we had bad intelligence, they're either liars or fools who have bought into the propaganda of the Bush administration and its friends in the mass media, who are, of course, friends of Israel. So don't let these lies get perpetrated any further, folks. I'm tired of these lies. I'm tired of intelligent people buying these lies. There was no bad intelligence. There was good intelligence and bad intelligence. The good intelligence was ignored because it didn't go along with the Jewish lobby's agenda. And the Jewish lobby's agenda was George W. Bush's agenda, and George W. Bush's agenda is the New World Order. Yes, he's a conservative Republican, folks, but he's not a conservative Republican in the tradition of the old conservative Republicans, because the Republican Party has been taken over by a hardline group of Zionist Jews. Communists, they are. Trotskyite communists, to be exact. They're the ones who tell George Bush what to do and what to say and what to think. You know, one of the things that George W. Bush is doing, this is from the front page of the Saturday issue of the Washington Post. It turns out the U.S. government is taking massive electronic records on the travel habits of millions of Americans who fly, drive, or take cruises abroad, retaining data on the persons with whom they travel or plan to stay, the personal items they carry during their journeys, and even the books that travelers have carried. something called the automated target system. It's been around since the mid-1990s, but it's been greatly expanded since 2002. Folks, that's a police state, folks. That's a communist police state, folks. It's the kind of thing that Leon Trotsky and that handful of Jews, mostly from New York, who took over the government of Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution, that's the kind of things that they did, folks. That's the kind of things your president, George W. Bush, is doing, this good conservative Republican. There's a lot of people out there who would take the out and say, well, if Bill or Hillary Clinton were president, it would have been worse. Well, that may well be true, but the fact is George W. Bush, this little punk, is president of the United States, and he's showing off, trying to prove himself to be a big Texas cowboy when he's really nothing more than the son of a Connecticut Yankee who put his boy through Harvard. Or was it Yale? I'm sorry, it was Yale. Hardly a difference there, folks. It was Yale, Skull and Bones, secret society. This is what we've got in the White House, folks. George Bush. George Bush has dreams of being a dictator, and guess what? It's all in the works right now, folks. It's all set in place. And if George W. Bush doesn't stay in office, there's a whole group of people ready and willing to take up the reins of power and not only do what George W. Bush has done, but do it worse or better in their own perspective, like Rudy Giuliani running around the country saying, they hate you. They want to kill us. This is a guy who has surrounded himself with a raft of Zionist terrorists, Trotskyites, communists, ladies and gentlemen. Norman Podoretz, an old-line Trotskyite communist. He's the guy who's running Rudy Giuliani's foreign policy. And then again, let's get back to Hillary Clinton. Very, very interesting, folks. I've been telling you, I don't think they really trust Hillary Clinton. And in fact, in September 23rd, Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, raised a question to its readers, do you trust Clinton to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about Israel? They've been scoring the American presidential candidates, and Hillary gets a pretty high rating on the basis of things that she's done. But guess what? They don't trust her. Rudy Giuliani gets the best rating. Are you surprised? The fact is, they don't trust her, ladies and gentlemen, and I guarantee you, if Rudy Giuliani is a Republican candidate, the powers that be will be ready to throw Hillary over the side as quick as possible. So don't get too concerned about Hillary Clinton being elected president, because there's lots of other people who are ready and willing to do the dirty work of the people who want to maintain their predominant influence over American society and culture through their control of the mass media. Because, you know, as American Free Press, the scrappy little weekly for which I write, constantly points out, the media is the enemy. In the old Soviet Union, the Bolshevik Jewish rulers controlled the media directly. And they use that media control to propagate their official party line. Here in the United States, it's a little different. The government doesn't really control the media. It's the mass media, the owners of the mass media, who control the government. A subtle difference, a significant difference in a sense, but the end result is no different. And at the very beginning, those who control the media happen to be the same folks. Very interesting, isn't it? Well, speaking of the media, the Washington Post here today has yet another attack on the Egyptian media. We're constantly hearing in the Post about how the Egyptian government censors its media. We're going to talk about that for a little bit when we come back, but then I'm going to talk about the 100 most powerful people in America. Who they are, according to Vanity Fair magazine, published by the billionaire Zionist Newhouse family. Their words, not mine. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from the headquarters of American Free Press. Check its website out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I hope you will subscribe. American Free Press is a good newspaper, and there's a lot of good information in American Free Press this week. Well, before we went to the break, I was commenting on that the fact that the Washington Post has had yet another of its regular editorials decrying the lack of freedom of expression in Egypt. And part of this, of course, is just a way to remind the policymakers on Capitol Hill that even though we give Egypt billions of dollars a year to make them be nice to Israel, they always have to be reminded that, of course, Egypt is an Arab country, and the official policy is that we really don't like those Arabs because they're always a potential threat to our dear little friend Israel. Well, that having been said, folks, you know, it just continues to amaze me that this same Washington Post that worries about bloggers and people in Egypt who get locked up for speaking out, and I don't want to see those people get locked up for speaking out, I might add, folks. I'm not advocating totalitarianism or authoritarianism, but Washington Post has yet to say boo to the government of Austria, which locked up David Irving, or the government of free Germany, free democratic Germany, that has Ernst Zundel locked up and Guillermo Rudolph locked up and dozens of other people, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands over the years, folks. Germany, Austria, Switzerland. The list goes on and on. All these nice democracies that lock up people. For what, folks? Something called Holocaust denial. Now, of course, we know Holocaust denial is bad. We hear about it daily in the press. But what we don't hear about is what constitutes Holocaust denial. And I'm here to tell you naysayers out there, dare I call it you Pollyannas, who don't like to hear about the discussion of Holocaust denial, you know that if you expressed your opinion that you may believe that less than 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust, that you could go to jail in these countries for saying something like that? That's right, folks. Some nice little constitutional patriot visiting Germany on vacation could simply say, well, I believe in the Holocaust, but I don't believe that 6 million Jews died. I just don't believe those numbers. You could go to jail. That's what these Holocaust denial laws are all about, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, it's the one issue in the world that the people who proclaim themselves advocates of freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of thought, it's the one issue that they won't touch, not even Amnesty International. Now, that says a lot about who dictates what is correct and what isn't correct in our society today. I think it's very simple, folks, and what you have to keep in mind is that once they kick the door open on an issue like that, they can keep the door being kicked open even further and further, and if they get their way, they will be completely in control of all thought. Maybe not in control of the thought, but let's put it this way. They will be able to control you if they discover that your thought runs contrary to theirs. And you know what, folks? That's totalitarianism. That's the kind of stuff we got out of the Jewish Bolshevik government in the Soviet Union. And guess what, folks? That's the same philosophy that guides these Trotskyites who now rule inside the Bush administration, the people who are promoting Bush's ongoing travesty, the war in Iraq, the people who want us to get us involved in Iran, the people who see the United States as a vehicle for setting in place a new world order under the guise of conservative republicanism. And you know what? There's only one Republican out there running for president who's actually taking a stand and daring to question these people, and that happens to be Ron Paul. Ron Paul may not go as far as some people might want him to go, but I tell you what, he's out there getting a message out that a lot of people are hearing for the first time, sadly for the first time, because they don't know that there are traditional, real conservative, real nationalist points of view that have been expressed for a long, long time. So again, don't let these Republican professionals fool you. Don't let them continue to kid us, folks, because they are the real wolves in sheep's clothing. What you see with Hillary Clinton and all these other characters in the Democratic Party, with the exception, I would say, of Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich, what you see is what you get. But what you get with George Bush is something that's far more worse. We have an enemy, a traitor, who tells us that he's the patriot, and that those who criticize him and criticize his friends in Israel are not patriots. If you're a critic of Israel, you're considered to be anti-American in that Trotskyite Zionist worldview of George W. Bush and these Talmud-devoted advisors who've gotten America into the mess that it's in. And, you know, I was proud to see Michael Scheuer, former CIA official, saying he wouldn't want to see an American life or an American dollar sacrificed for Israel. He says these are wars that are not ours to fight. We're getting increasingly dead numbers of Americans because of these insane policies. He says he's most interested in the survival of the USA. And that's my point of view, and I think that's your point of view, too. When we come back, we will talk about the rulers of the USA, according to Vanity Fair.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Oh, boy. This is going to be controversial, but I don't care. I'm only quoting Vanity Fair magazine. It's one of America's most prestigious, most traditional magazines. Originally published, I believe, by the good old line American Condé Nast publishing empire, but it's now in the grasping claws of S.I. Newhouse Jr. and his brother Donald. These characters have bought up a lot of newspapers around the United States in medium and small cities, ranging from New Orleans to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, two that come to mind, but many, many others. They control the weekly Sunday supplement, Parade magazine, which shapes the minds of so many. A lot of people, you know, don't even read anything but the Sunday paper. And, of course, most of the time they probably read the sports section and the comics, but they also do read Parade. They have that little propaganda section, Personality Parade, which contains a lot of political disinformation and propaganda mixed in with gossip about Hollywood celebrities. But anyway, the Newhouse family, who are longtime patrons of Israel and substantial benefactors of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, they now do control Vanity Fair magazine. Vanity Fair magazine is a good magazine, folks. I find it always very, very interesting, very, very revealing in some respects. And every year they publish they publish a quite serious but at the same time flippant, maybe even a bit comic section called 2007, The New Establishment, the Vanity Fair 100. The 100 people who are running America, more or less, the 100 people who are really affecting how we think and what we buy and who we vote for. And if you start looking at that list, it's obviously a list that is largely media-oriented, people in the media. Well, I took a look at that list, folks, and I've been working on it in some detail, trying to research some of the names that I'm not familiar with and finding out who they are. Now, you know, Congressman Jim Moran just caught hell for daring to say that AIPAC was a very powerful, AIPAC being the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. He said it was a very powerful lobby, and then Congressman Steny Hoyer screeched in horror, Hoyer's horror, we might call it, about the fact that these were canards, that the Jewish people controlled the media and the government and finance, et cetera, in this country. Well, folks, okay, Vanity Fair, published by a Zionist Jewish family, the billionaire Newhouse brothers, who I think are among the listed among the Forbes list of maybe like the 15th or the 25th richest family in America, the Newhouse family has published their list in Vanity Fair of the 100 most powerful people in the new establishment. Well, my analysis of the list is far from complete at this point, folks, but of that listing of 100 people, and I should mention that some of those listings have two people on the same line, such as Diane Sawyer and Mike Nichols, who are husband and wife, Harvey Weinstein and Bob Weinstein, who are brothers, and someone like another couple on here, not a couple per se, I don't know that they're a couple, but business partners. In any case, like Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, who are producers in Hollywood as a partnership. Well, in any case, on this list, folks, there are at least 50 out of 100 who are Jewish. And they are Jewish people largely involved in the mass media in America. 50 to 55 people on this list, folks. So that means that according to the Zionist Newhouse Family's magazine, Vanity Fair, the American establishment is 55% Jewish. And, of course, there are some names on this list that I've compiled, that I've taken from the list. I might be wrong about one or two of them, but I've done some research. But here's what gets in more interesting, folks. When you start looking at the names on the list that are not Jewish, or I don't perceive them to be Jewish, I find no evidence that they're Jewish, take a look at four of them. Four of those listed are figures in the art world, art collectors, art dealers. They're part of the establishment, according to Vanity Fair, okay? Well, folks, everybody who knows anything about the art world knows that the art world is dominated by Jewish interests. So whether these people are Jewish or not, it doesn't matter. These are people who are reliant on the pro-Israel Jewish community for their wealth. There are seven others on the list, people like Martha Stewart, Oscar de la Renta, Giorgio Armani, couple others. These people, while not known by me to be Jewish, they happen to be figures in the fashion and perfume industries. Now, these industries are heavily dependent on garment manufacturing and on department store distribution and the advertising industry. Now, you can even go to Jewish sources, which I've quoted in my book, The New Jerusalem. And those sources will say that the garment industry and the fashion industry, department store distribution, and advertising are dominated by Jewish interests. These are Zionist Jewish interests, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are looking for the definition or the use of the term Zionist. Okay, well, that takes up about 67 of the people on the list. 67 or 68. Then there's another handful of people on the list. You've heard of them. John Stewart. He is Jewish. But Jimmy Buffett, the musician. Arianna Huffington, the pundit and the blogger. George Lucas, the Hollywood film producer. Actors such as Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Bono the rock star, Oprah Winfrey. Now, folks, yeah, these people are powers in the media. But they're powers in the media because the media made them. Yeah, Tom Hanks might be rich now, and he might have his own production company. The same with George Clooney. But they are dependent on the predominantly Jewish influences and owners and controllers of the mass media for the wealth and the fame that they have. Interesting. Then there's two politicians. Former President Bill Clinton. I need not comment on Bill Clinton, but I am compelled to comment on Al Gore. Now, Al Gore, his daughter, Karenna, is married to the great-great-grandson of the Jewish plutocrat international banker Jacob Schiff. And it was Jacob Schiff who financed the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. It was Jacob Schiff who financed the Trotskyites. Financed Trotsky himself, I should say. So these are politicians, two politicians on the list. Those politicians wouldn't be on the list if they weren't already in the pocket of these interests that dominate the media, these interests that are listed here, these names that are listed here among the 50 to 55 who I've mentioned, not to mention the others in the fashion business that are dependent, the fashion and art business, that are dependent upon the Jewish community. All right, so that gives us, what, roughly about 70 names at most? Well, that means 70 out of 100. Well, what about the other 30, give or take a few? These are all people who, although not Jewish or not Hollywood actors or producers, but who are corporate executives working for the behind-the-scenes controllers of the media industry in this country. Oh, yes, there's an African-American on the list. Guy by the name of, what is his name here? Richard Parsons. He's black. He's the head of Time Warner, folks. So that gives people the opportunity to say, oh, well, Time Warner's not Jewish controlled. The chief executive is a black man. Folks, how do you think that black man was raised up to become head of Time Warner? I've written extensively about the history of Time Warner over the years in a variety of places. Time Warner, although it started out in the hands of, or for many years was in the hands of Henry Luce, the Luce family lost control of Time Warner years ago. Elements of the Lansky crime syndicate bought into Time Warner. The Bronfman family, Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress, he's owned parts of Time Warner, substantial parts. So, folks, basically what we have here is a list of 100 Americans who are, according to Vanity Fair, the American establishment. And those who are not Jewish either work for Jewish interests or are directly dependent on Jewish interests. So who is the establishment in America? I heard Alex Jones say the other day, to my surprise, that the Arabs control Hollywood, and then he did add, and the Israelis. But, folks, I think Alex needs to take a bigger look at the big picture. And it's really not a big picture when it comes right down to it, folks. If Vanity Fair is even close to being accurate here, and I think this is an accurate list, ladies and gentlemen, then it's really a very small group of closely knit people with similar ideas and opinions who are really running the show here, and they are running it through their control of the mass media. So perhaps what I've said is an anti-Semitic canard, but I stand by what Vanity Fair has written. I've just filled in some of the holes. Well, now we have few minutes to fill here with some holes, and I'm going to go to the callers and let them fill in the holes, whatever they want to fill it in with. Let's go to Alan in Texas.
It's actually Howard in Texas.
Okay. Well, Howard in Texas, welcome aboard.
Hey, Michael. I listen to you pretty much every night, and a lot of what you say is very factual, very truthful. And I also want to say that I am not a racist.
Okay.
I don't believe in racism. I don't care if it's blacks against whites, whites against blacks, Jews against... I just have been raised that we're just human beings.
Okay.
And that's how I see it as, because I see horrendous things among whites in the past, because I like to look at history. I love history. And I've seen it among blacks, I've seen it among the Jews, I've seen it among everybody.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And I say, you know, one group can't say I'm superior over another, and I'm like, give me a break. But I called because of Amjad, President Amjad.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my wife after I read AP's report on what Amjad said and what happened to him, coming from the president of Colombia, and the zombie drones that were protesting, that's what I call them, outside, and some of them I know were inside, that I said to my wife, when are the Muslims in this country going to internment camps? Because they said, you know, honey, we need a renaissance in this country. I said, you know, they used to have the office of the Inquisition, and they used to arrest people, haul them away. They would disappear because they went against what the established belief and teaching was, no matter if it had to do with science, history, or whatever. And she just looked at me. I don't think that would happen here. I said, honey, the way it's going, the way this country is going, that's where we're heading.
Well, we have the Patriot Act already.
And I said, people have a right to express their opinions. And I don't give a darn if it's the Holocaust or not. You know, I was taught as a child about the Holocaust that the Germans were actually making furniture out of the skins of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't true. And I found that out. That was a fable. And so I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to look into the Holocaust and find out what is true and what isn't true. And these same kind of people who demonize Amjad, who always demonize him, I mean, I was reading where they were saying he's like Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I read all about Hitler. You know, his whole background from the politics, personal life, the whole thing. And I said, he's not even, Amjad, are you kidding? Amjad's not even close to Hitler. I said, I told somebody the other day, I said, Hitler went in the countries and took them over. And he did. I said, when did Iran go in to the countries to take them over? Hitler promoted propaganda, terrorism, as an excuse to go into some of these countries. When did Iran do this? I said, does Amjad have internment camps? I never heard of that. Amjad have this that Hitler was doing? I said, give me a break.
Well, you know, a year or so ago, they actually claimed that the Iranians were going to force all the Jews in Iran to wear yellow stars just like Hitler did. That story was an absolute lie, but many people still believe it to be true.
This is the stuff that really gets me worried in this country. You know, the president of Colombia said that what Amjad, some of the things he was saying, that, you know, there are people, you know, it's fine if you're telling to the illiterate or the ignorant. And I wish I would have went in front of the president and said, oh, you mean some of the people in this room? little
well,
bit.
You know,
the Armageddon?
Forget all about Iran for just a second, and remember that the same folks who are beating the drum against Iran are the same people who said that Saddam Hussein played a part in 9/11, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that Saddam Hussein was going to do this and going to do that. That's all you need to know. And if these people lied to us once, it's a real good chance that they're lying to us again.
Oh, yeah. And I've been telling as many people, go find out for yourself. Go look at alternative news, type in stuff through Google, start really looking, and you're going to find what you've been hearing in the news is not necessarily the truth.
Well, Howard, you're doing your part, and I congratulate you for that, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All righty.
Thanks for your call.
Take care, Mike.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have room for one more caller, and we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We're going to bring up our final caller. Unless I'm mistaken, it's our resident anti-Pollyannaite, Jim from Texas.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing, Jim?
Mike, I'm prepared to up your offer. You offered to do something for a week or two. If you didn't hear anything from our Jewish brethren, on, I forget what the subject was, but it makes no difference. I'm prepared to make an offer right now that I will forego one calorie of sustenance For the next 6 months, I will drink only water if I don't hear the word Holocaust or Holocaust denial from the mainstream news media for a period of 3 days.
Jim, I think you're going to be able to drink all the beer and the Jack Daniels and chocolate pudding and take it all down, Jim, and enjoy yourself, because for the media to not mention the Holocaust or Holocaust denial for even 1 hour would be unthinkable.
Mike, I'll be able to pig out like the ancient Romans where they had to go throw up so you go back and feast some more.
Jim, don't just eat chocolate pudding, eat chocolate rice pudding. That's really fattening.
I'm going to be able to pig out like the worst food addict there ever was.
Cover it with some Bailey's Irish Cream, Jim, and then wash it all down with a Boilermaker, Jim, because your efforts to cut back on all those calories will not be necessary, because the media will not be able to avoid that topic for even... I'll bet you if you could somehow survey Google and the pickup of their news from all the news sources that they Google for us, I'll bet you couldn't find even an hour going by without something to do with the Holocaust or Holocaust denial. I'll bet
you. Mike, for a brief period this afternoon, I was switching back and forth between Fox and MSNBC talking about Ahmadinejad, okay? And I must have heard the word Holocaust or Holocaust denial at least 50 times in a half hour. That's between the two, going back and forth. I probably missed half of it.
You know, okay. Jim, that's when we picketed the Holocaust Museum here in Washington when it opened up in whatever 1993, I really wanted them to do a banner that said the Holocaust is boring, but everybody wanted to put up big fancy banners that said all sorts of complicated things like no gas chamber could have gassed 5,000 Jews in 5 hours and things like that. But I thought the phrase, the Holocaust is boring, was really good and was really in your face, but no one appreciated it except me. I think maybe you understand where I was coming from.
Right, but you'd have been better off saying, I believe in the Holocaust as much as I believe in Santa Claus. And that's all you had to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been to many shopping malls over the years, and I have seen Santa Claus right there, nice big fat fella with rosy cheeks and a big beard, and he seemed like a pretty nice guy. So I believe in Santa Claus.
And you also believe in Elie Wiesel and his marching up to the burning pits, and on three different occasions he marched right up to the edge, and all of a sudden the German guards turned him away, and he don't understand to this day how it happened.
Three times. I believe every word he says, Jim.
I do too, so.
All right, Jim. I thank you for your call.
See you in a couple of weeks, Mike.
I'll be looking forward to it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to seeing Jim from Texas at the big conference in California, October 12th through the 14th. No more wars for Israel. Just like former top-level bin Laden expert Michael Scheuer said right there on Bill Maher's program. No more wars for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, have we got surprises for the ADL if they try to pull any stunts and try to break that conference up. Have we got some surprises? All right, folks. Thanks for listening in. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. Now stay tuned for Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.